Joining us right now is Lynn Merrim, Jared Nicholson, to talk about tonight's Lynn Commuter Rail Improvement public meeting at Lynn City Hall at 6 o'clock. Mayor, welcome. Thanks for taking some time to join us to talk about this meeting.
Thanks for having me.
Mayor, what happens at this meeting tonight? Tell our listeners and tell them what you want them to do.
Yeah, well, this is the TEAS meeting to update the community about their plans for the commuter rail station. And so the ask is for folks to come and learn about what the TEAS is proposing and share their questions and feedback with the MBTA.
So they will have a presentation, and then there will be a question and answer period. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
Tell me, can you give us a preview? Do you know anything about what they're going to present tonight?
Yeah, I think they're going to talk a little bit about what's happening there at the station currently, what the timeline that they're looking at for the improvements, how they're going to address the interruption in service through mitigation, and also try to share what's really driving this, what the conditions are at the station that's requiring them to do the upgrades.
And I know we've talked about the mitigation thing in the past, and it seems like they came back with a reasonable at least first step. What's your take on that, and are you asking for more?
We are very happy that they committed to do the mitigation. That's really important to us, and we appreciate that they've taken those steps. So that's in right now. It's a shuttle to Swampscott from the Lynn Commuter Rail Station, and then they're working, and we're trying to help them facilitate this to open a temporary platform as soon as possible. They have to go through some regulatory procedures to be able to offer that. Hopefully within the year, there will be a temporary platform that will allow the station at least to operate. There's other mitigation that we think would be really important in taking a step back, but that's beyond the scope of just this commuter rail station. So we're working with the T and other players led by our state delegation to try to get the ferry going as mitigation, not just for this, but also for the closure of the Sumner Tunnel for the construction there. And then there's also conversations about the garage coming down and mitigation that would be appropriate for those parking spaces.
Yeah, there's a lot of balls in the air there. Mayor, I'll let you go, but is there anything else you wanted to share with us about tonight's meeting or about the Lynn Commuter Rail Station?
Well, I think what I'll share is the long-term optimism that when we figure this out, it's going to be, you know, a nearly $100 million investment in the city to hopefully build what we expect and need to be a state-of-the-art commuter rail station that sets us up for success with the hopeful goal of regional rail service and electrification of the commuter rail.
Mayor, thank you so much for your time, and hopefully we can talk again soon.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you.
Jared Nicholson, Mayor, City of Lynn, here on MSONewsSports.com.